You're listening to KNKX, and political cartoons reflect the mood of the times. That's apparent in a new exhibit at the University of Washington Libraries. On display are the drawings of a Northwest editorial cartoonist who worked during some of the most tumultuous decades of the 20th century. 88.5's Paula Whistle has the story.
UW Libraries Special Collections Curator Lisa Oberg says the work of the late political cartoonist Howard Fisher covers major world and national events from 1919 into the 1950s.
He covered the rise of fascism in Europe and controversies around Franklin Roosevelt running for a third term.
His work spanned the Great Depression and two world wars. In one cartoon from the 1930s, a woman representing war beckons to a young man saying, "I'll treat you right. I used to know your daddy," referring to the men who fought in World War I.
And she's now enticing what will become the World War II generation to follow her into war.
Howard Fisher worked for the now-defunct Oregon Journal in Portland, but his political cartoons were syndicated in papers all over the country. Oberg says there are cautionary tales to be seen in Fisher's work. For example, he chronicles America's indifference towards Hitler in the early years. And Oberg says he shows, in contrast to today, a post-World War II America where the rhetoric is all about helping other countries to make the world safe for democracy.
And, you know, a less of the isolationism that we're experiencing right now.
Oberg says for evidence that an editorial cartoon can still pack a punch, just look to the recent firing of a newspaper cartoonist in Pittsburgh for his negative portrayals of President Trump. The UW Libraries exhibit runs through mid-October. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.